in the bottom of Chav Beis Amar Aleph. Al Acherev Tanu Rabbanan. Cherev She'omru Enel Tzorech Lomer Cherev She'enel Shoshalom Surely if there's a war that you make a tainus. El Afilu Cherev Shoshalom. Even an army that's passing through on the way somewhere else, you also make a tainus. She'en Lecha Cherev Shoshalom Yos Miparo Necho. There was no greater cherev shoshalom than the armies of Paro that were going to fight against Ashur. They wanted passage through Eretz Israel, and Yoshiyahu refused to let them go, and they ended up killing Yoshiyahu, even though they never had any intention of doing any harm in Eretz Israel. Rashi, Ein tzorech lomar cherev she'enu shoshalom, shemasriin oleho, afilu cherev shoshalom. Not only an army that's coming to fight against you, but even an army that's passing through to fight somebody else. What does it say? So Paro Necho sent to Yoshiyahu that he wanted permission to pass through Eretz Israel to go fight Ashur. And Yirmiyahu Hanavi told Yoshiyahu that he should let them go, that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants Mitzrayim to fight Ashur and to let them go. And Yoshiyahu refused because it says in the Torah that Cherev Lo Savra Ba'artzechem, we'll see the Gemara says it later, and even Cherev Shoshalom. And he thought that his generation were tzaddikim. He made a mistake. So Paro Necho sent, he said, "Well, I have nothing against you, right? Let me go to use Eretz Israel as a place to get to where I'm going to fight quickly. And Chadal Lecho Mi Elohim Asherimi. God wants me to do this. So my Elohim Asherimi. So what Elohim was he referring to? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Zu Avodah Zarah. He meant here Avodah Zarah, even though originally when he mentioned the Ribbono Shel Olam's name, he meant the Ribbono Shel Olam. But here he meant that his Avodah Zarah is going to help him. Omar Hoyel v'kobotach Avodah Zarah yachil nele. So Yoshiyahu felt that since Paro is Boteach in his Avodah Zarah, that gives him an upper hand over him, and he's not going to let him go through. He's going to resist. Vayoru Hayoru Lemelech Yoshiyahu says that Paro went anyway, even though Yoshiyahu didn't let him go, and that he told his archers that we have no contention with anybody else except the king, so identify him and use him as a target for your arrows. Vayomer Hamelech Lavodev Haviruni Keachilesi Ma'od. And they, well, see, the Gemara says they filled him up with arrows, like a sieve. So he said, take me off the field because I'm very, very sick. My hechelesi miod, Omer Rav Yehuda Maram, Malami she'osu kol gufo kikvore. They made him like a sieve, full of arrows. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonason, Mipnei manenas Yoshiyahu. Why was Yoshiyahu punished? That he was killed by Paro Necho. Mipnei shehoyo lo limloch b'Yirmiyahu v'lo nimloch. He should have asked advice from Yirmiyahu and he didn't. Meaning he didn't follow Yirmiyahu's advice because Yirmiyahu told him that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted Paro to go through. My Dorish, why did he disagree with Yirmiyahu? Because it says, V'cherev v'savar bi'artzechem. My cherev. It says in Bechukosai that if you keep the mitzvahs properly, then all these good things will happen. And one of them is, cherev v'savar bi'artzechem. A sword won't pass through your land. My cherev, what does that mean? Ilei mecherev she'enu shoshalom. You won't have war of oksivan. Asati shalom bar. It's already said, there'll be peace. There won't be any war. Elafilu shoshalom, cherev shoshalom, even an army going through Eretz Israel to somewhere else, not intending to fight with Klal Yisrael. Still, even that won't happen. He thought that his generation were tzaddikim, and they fit into the classification of Bichukosai Teleichu, and he made a mistake. It wasn't true. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains that Yoshiyahu made a tshuva movement. He sent soldiers to everybody's house to eradicate the Avodah Zarah. But the Leitzani Hador fooled him. They put their Avodah Zarah on double doors, inscribed on double doors. So when they opened the doors, they didn't see the Avodah Zarah. When they closed them behind them, the Avodah Zorah became Avodah Zorah again. When Yoshio was dying in the last stages of death, Yirmiyo saw that his lips were moving. Omar Shemachas to show Milsud lo Mahagna Omar. Maybe he's saying something not proper. He has tainas on the Rabbanishom or whatever. Omar Agav Tsari, because he's suffering. Maybe he's saying things that aren't proper. Gochin Vishami, he bent down and listened to Komet Matsik Oleadin. His last words were, Adina Nafshi, it was Matsik the Din on himself. Omar Tzadiku Hashem ki pihu morisi. The Rabbanu Shalom is righteous because I rebelled against him, meaning I didn't listen to Yirmiyahu. Pasach alei hishaita ruach apeinu Mashiach Hashem. So he, on that moment, composed the fourth parak in Eicha Yuav Kesem, which has this pasuk in it, and that was a eulogy for Yoshiyahu. Rashi. Vayishlach elav malachim lemor ma'li v'lecha melech Yehuda lo alecha ato hayom ki al beis nuchamti. I'm not coming against you. I'm coming to go to fight Ashur, where my war theater is. Elohim amar levahaleni chodal lecha me'elohim asherimi lo alecha niholich hayom. Yoshiyahu yotzu likrasu l'milchama lo nosno lavor b'yarzo. And Yoshiyahu resisted and went against him to hold him out of Eretz Yisrael. V'sholach lo paro necho malachim lemor, and Paro sent him messengers to tell him that desist from stopping me because I have no bone of contention with you. We're not coming to fight against you. We're coming to fight against Ashur. We just want passage through Eretz Yisrael. Man Elohim dekomer le paro necho chadal lecho me Elohim asher imi. Who is the Elohim that he referred to? Right? Don't oppose God who's with me. He meant Avodah Zorah. Malamid midechsiva yoru hamorim demashma yirios ravos yoru hamorim. So the archers shot many arrows at him. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Malamid sheosu kol gufo kikvora. Hoksiv and osati sholom baaretz. So lemay hilchus or kasvi rachmana. Why the Torah have to write that that cherev will savor? If it's said already, there'll be peace. Obviously, there's no cherev. Leidach kro the cherev will savor baartzchem. Lafilu cherev shel sholom. It means even in peacetime, there won't be any armies passing through Eretz Yisrael. She'ein doro domi yofeh be'eni hamakom. The Maisa, his generation was not worthy of that bracha. Okay, go on. We always say that Rashi says in Divrei Hayomim that there's a special, he explains the pasuk there, that there's a special takana from the Nevi'im Rishonim that whenever Klal Yisrael say kinos, especially on Tisha B'Av and the other times, whenever they get together to mourn tragedies, they have to add a kinah for Yoshiyahu. We say a kinah for Yoshiyahu on Tisha B'Av, and we've explained one idea, amongst others, that the reason is because since Yoshiyahu didn't listen to Yirmiyahu, that's why all the tzaras happened. And in Klal Yisrael, the people don't listen to the people they're supposed to listen to. Everybody has a pecking order, somebody above them, then the people who are supposed to listen to them don't listen to them either. That's why Yoshiyahu wasn't successful in bringing Klal Yisrael to tshuva. They didn't listen to him because he didn't listen to the people above him. He didn't listen to Yirmiyahu. Okay. Iboilu, kemole tanur tvua, odilma kemole tanur pas. Says that if there is a an oven's fill, the what's it called, the filled oven of tvua, that turns wind blast or green, so turns color, so then you make a fast. What does that mean? Kamole taner. Enough to fill up a taner of grain or of bread, which is a smaller amount. You need less bread to fill up a taner than grain. Toshma, kamole pi taner. Pi taner. It's obvious that in the Mishnah didn't have that girsa. Just to fill the mouth of the tanur, right? You can't fill the mouth of a tanur with grain. You can only stick the bread on it. So it must be talking about bread. V'adayin tiboyelahu kikisuya de tanura, odilma kidora de rifta, the hoder le lepuma de tanura. It could still mean that you fill up the mouth of the oven by putting bread inside the oven and stacking it up, which is a lot, or the bread that you can stick around the dough around the opening of the tanur, which is much less. Take, Mar says, when there's no clear amount, no clear indication which one it is. Is it enough to fill just the opening of the tanur, or to fill the tanur to close the opening? Rashi, miboilu kimole tanur tvua, the hainu shir godl yosur mimelot tanur pas. It's a bigger shear to fill an oven with grain than just to fill it with bread. The shear cotton who she'ein derech lemalos kol chalal tanur pas ela b'tfanos madbikin. So you don't fill the whole oven with bread. You put it around the sides. But if you put grain in, you're filling the whole oven with grain. Toshma diktani chada ki hai lishna kemole pi hatanur dehainu pas yilu tvula mosi kaima pi hatanur. You can't put grain that it should remain just at the mouth of the oven. But bread you can stick onto the opening and it covers the mouth of the oven. Ol dilma ki dora derif the shura shalechem hadvukim zeitzol zeh b'fi hatanur inam yishem hadbikin zeh lemala mizah ad pi hatanur. The shaila is it just the opening of the tanur that's covered with the bread? Or you stack the bread in the oven where it stacks up high and covers the opening of the tanur either also. So where it says teku, we're not sure what the shear is. The old gozru tainus al sha'achu ze'evim. Omar ula mishum Reb Shimon ben Yotzedek. Maisa ubolu ze'evim shnei tinokos. Maisa that two wolves swallowed two children whole, their kiyum derech beisarei, and expelled them outside, what's it called, their body through the natural process equal of digestion. The baser was considered already digested, and therefore it's not matami anymore, but the bones were still matami. The Rashi, ubalu kishen shleimim. They swallowed them when they were whole, and since they expelled them, also the basar was considered digested, and therefore wasn't matami anymore. Now shein came where it doesn't expel it, like a fish swallows a non-kosher fish, swallows a non-kosher fish, so. Within 24 hours, it's still not considered digested, and the non-kosher fish is still osur. That's the problem with so many boats that sometimes they catch kosher fish that have non-kosher fish within them, and they already on the boat fillet them or whatever and cook them, which is a problem of tarfus. That's why you need mashgichim on the boats. The tiras habasar she'enu matame tumas meis v'nisachel v'nisbat l'toch meyot. Right, since it expelled these bodies, even though it swallowed them whole, if it didn't swallow them whole, it ate them up. Then for sure, then it's digested. But here the chiddush is that even though the bodies they swallowed them whole, they didn't chew them up, and they expelled them. Once it's expelled, it's considered already mu'uko. The konsha show you may equal. And it's talking where it stayed there 24 hours and was digested. The timus was almost lomisachlu, but the bones weren't digested. They still were matami. Al elu masrim b'Shabbos. These things you're allowed to make a tainus on Shabbos for. Tana rabbanan. Ir shekifu anochrim. You have a city that's besieged by goyim. O Nahar, or it's a flood that's threatening to flood the city. The Echot Stina Mitarefes Biyam, or you have a boat that's in danger of sinking. The Echot Yochid Shenirdav Nei Nochrim, or an individual who's being chased by Goyim. O Mipnei Listim, or robbers are chasing him. O Mipnei Ruach Ra, or he went insane. He's what's it called? He's dangerous that he could end up killing himself or whatever. Al Kulan Yochid Rishai L'Sagav Sassim B'Tainis. On all of them, even an individual is allowed to fast. We'll see what's talking about Shabbos or during the week. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't hayochid v'shai v'sagif sas b'taynis. Right? Even for these things, a yochid doesn't fast. A yochid, and the Tosfos explains, we had the Gemara before, whether fasting is a positive thing or a negative thing. Right? Whether a person is called a kodesh or a chote. But that's where you're able to fast. Here it's talking about a person who's not able to fast. He's not going to be able to fast well. There, everybody agrees, or Rabbi Yossi says, that everybody agrees that you can't, a yochid who can't fast well shouldn't stam make fast. He should do other things, say till him, whatever, not fast. Why? Shemi yitzorech lebrios, ve'ein habrios marachmas olav. Because since he can't fast well, maybe he'll need people's help, he'll get sick, and people won't have rachmanis on him. So he can't put himself in that situation. Om Rav Yudah Marav, my time is Rav Yossi. Where does Rav Yossi know that a person has to worry about the fact that maybe he's going to get sick and nobody's going to help him? You make sure that you keep yourself alive. You have a chiyuv, just like the nishmartim, all the nafshal seichem, see to it that you keep your neshama alive and therefore don't put yourself in situations which come to a dangerous situation. Rashi. Mipnei ruach rosh, and nichnas bo ruach sheda, v'rotz v'holech. Right, the guy is possessed with a shade. Right, Islam, he goes insane. The shema yitba benar, when he's insane, he may fall into a river and drown. Or yipo v'yomos, or he may commit suicide. V'sageth la'anos nefesh, mitargamino v'sagfa nefesh. To afflict yourself is called v'sageth. Yitztorech l'brios, kein bo koach l'arviyach, l'espanis mi'agiyah. Since he can't fast well, he's going to get sick and weak, and he won't be able to work, and he'll have to rely on tzedakah, and people won't give him tzedakah, and he'll end up dying. Dechsiv l'nefesh chayo hachayei. Keep yourself alive. You have a chiyuv on yourself. Shimon HaTemoni omer afal adever. Iboy elohu. Lo hodu lo chachon b'shabbos. Shimon HaTemoni says you even are allowed to fast on Shabbos for dever. If there's a plague. So, and the Chachamim were not Molda. So now, what would the Chacham argue? Dafkan Shabbos, they said that you don't fast for Dever. Avo b'chol hodulo, but chol you do fast for Dever. Just Shabbos, it's not serious enough to fast on Shabbos. Ol dimol hodulo klal, or maybe not b'chlal, they hold Dever is not something that you fast for. It's not a gzeirah min hashamayim, it's a natural occurrence. There's a lot of times, there's what's it called, plagues, there's epidemics. So that's a natural occurrence, not something that you make a special fast for. Toshma, Tanya, Masrim, ala Devra b'Shabbos, ve'ein tzorech lomar b'chol. Right? You fast for Devra on Shabbos, and you don't have to, and surely eat b'chol. Reb Chanan ben Pitom, Talmidos, Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Omer, ein Masrim ala Devra kol ikar. So you see, when they argued completely. Not chol and not Shabbos. Shimon HaTemoni, who holds that you fast even on Shabbos, and the Chacham who holds you don't fast even b'chol. Rashi, Chanan ben Pitom Omer ein masrino adever afilu b'chol b'gzeirahi. So Pashas, the way they learn, I see they learned Rashi gzeirahi means that it's a gzeirah chol atu Shabbos. That if we let you fast for Dever B'chol, you may come to fast on Shabbos. That's what Gezerah is. Okay. I'll call Tzor Shel Tov al Tzibur. For any Tzor that shouldn't come on the Tzibur, Tan Rabbanan, I'll call Tzor Shel Tov al Tzibur. Shel Tov al Tzibur is like a Lashon Bracha. Right? For any Tzor, really means any Tzor that befalls the Tzibur. But you don't want to give a klala, so you say, on any Tzor, that shouldn't befall the tzibur. Masri and Oleha chutz mirov gishomet. Any tzara you make a tainus for, except too much rain. And here we're not talking about too much rain that's damaging, a hurricane or whatever, a flood. We're talking where it's just uncomfortable. For uncomfortable, too much rain that's uncomfortable, you don't make a tainus. My time on Rabbi Yochanan will be shemus found larov tatova. You can't daven that too much good should go away. How do you know that? Right? Test me. Bring your meiser, and I will give you varikosi l'chem brocha ad b'lidai. My ad b'lidai. What does that mean, ad b'lidai? Omer Rami bar Rav Yud ad sheyivlu sitzosechem ilomar dai. Until your lips wear out from saying die. So they ask, L'chora, your lips will never wear out from saying die. Die, you don't use your lips, b'chlal. So there's a girsa in Yerushalmi that says, Dayenu brachos. That you'll say, Dayenu brachos. The bays and the brachos, you use your lips. So it means you'll say Dayenu Brachos. But our Gemara doesn't say Dayenu Brachos, it says Day. So I always like to explain that it means Mi Lomar Day. You're going to want to say Day, but you're not allowed to say it. Right? You're not allowed to say Day. So you're going to hold yourself back from saying it. What do you do when you hold yourself back? You want to say something, you put your lips together, and so your lips will wear out from not being able to say Day. That's the pshat. Omar Romi Bar Rav Yud Uvegolam Asriyin Olecha. In Bavel, when there's an excessive rain, there you do have a tainus because it's dangerous. Because since Bavel's a low-lying place, too much rain is always dangerous. Kanya Nami Hachi Shona Shek Shomeo Merubin Anshei Mishmar Sholchin LaAnshei Maimit Tnuei Nechim Bacheichem Shevegolam. A year where there's an excessive amount of rain, so the Anshei Mishmar send to the Anshei Maimit. The Mishmor were the people who were in Yerushalayim standing on the carbon. The Maimid were the people who got together in their cities. And when they brought the Korbanos, they said the Ma'amados. Kohan and Levim Yisrael didn't go to Yerushalayim. So they sent to the cities all around, right, Davin for the people in Bavel, Shelo Yebatem Kivrehim, that their houses shouldn't turn to be their graves, because when there's an excessive amount of rain in Bavel, it's dangerous, the houses could fall in, because Bavel's a low-lying place, and the rain, excessive rain, is very dangerous there. Shaulis Rabbi Lezer ad heichon gishomim yordim v'yispalo shalo yerdu. How much lemaisa? If it's just excessive rain in Eretz Yisrael, how much should it rain, and that what's it called? And then you're allowed to daven that the rain should stop. Notice how much is considered already more than just discomfort. If it's not specifically dangerous. Omer Lahem, so he answered them, Kadeshi Yamud Odom Bekerem Ophel. There's this place called Keren Ophel. It's a big, high cliff. The Yishashet Ragla B'mayim. And he should be able to, dip his feet into the water, which means never. It never gets enough water from the ground level to the top of this high cliff. Right? He was saying it facetiously. Right, when the water will get that much, then you can daven. Till then, not. Aiva Tanya Yadav Raglav. It says, much ago, he put his hands and feet in. Ki Yadav Raglav Ki Yadav Kamina. It meant that if he could put his feet in, he could bend over and put his hands in also. But either way, it's impossible. Never going to get that high that you should be able to daven just for an excessive amount of rain. Omer Rabba Barbarchana Lididi Chazili Keren Ophel. I saw this Keren Ophel. Rabba Barbarchana always was a person who used to have all these experiences of natural things that he saw, and he reported things that he saw. Baba Bas is a whole sugya of Rabba Barbarchana. He said, I saw this cliff, Keren Ophel. The Koma Utaya Ki Rochiv Gamla V'Nokid Rumcha B'Yodei. I was standing on this cliff, on the top, and I looked down, and there was an Arab who was riding a camel who had a spear in his hand, right? And he, what's it called, was holding the spear up, so he's a pretty tall thing. And from up there, right, Mishazi Iniva, he looked like a worm. That's how high this cliff was above this tire. Rashi. Romi Barav Yud. Chacham Shishmo Yud. Chacham, his name was Yud. What's it called? Just like there's Hey and Bag. Yud could also be a name. Could name your child and a letter in the Aleph base. Uvagola, Bavel Shimu Mitzula. Bavel is a low-lying land, and therefore excessive rain is dangerous there. Masrin Arob Yisholim Shelo Yerdu. That you daven that shouldn't be too much rain. Shelo Yubateim Kivreim. Shamukahi. If it rains, the water all goes down, and what's it called, collects, and it, what's it called, weakens the houses, the foundations, and they fall in. The next parak, the Gemara is going to discuss what the Anshei Mishmer were and the Anshei Maimed. When you daven for the welfare of Klal Yisrael, have in mind the people in Bavel that shouldn't be too much rain there. Keren Ophel, Shein Sela Gavoa, the Kach Shmo. It's a name of a famous cliff very high cliff that, what's it called, that overlooked a plain underneath. The Yishachech Ragla B'mayim, Kolomer La'olam E'mispalim. In other words, he saying sort of facetiously, you never daven, it's never going to get that high in the water. V'atanya Yado, Al-Shach Yishachech Yado, Brisa says, that you put your hand in the water, not your feet. Raglo ki yodo, the kiva the yokel shachach b'shin, you can put your foot in, if you bend down, you can put your hand in too. Yishocha yokel shachach b'yodo nami. Taya socha yishmoel in Arab. Merchant. Mishrazi hai taya v'gamle, v'rumcha l'rabba b'abrachana d'havi al keren otel iniva tolas. He looked like a worm. Loshen acher, ki inva lindina is eggs of lice eggs. In other words, he looked very, very small, either like a worm or like the eggs of lice. Tana Rabbanan, v'nosati gishmeichen be'itam, lo shikura v'lo tzmeya, elebeninis. Be'itam means, in its proper time, means going on the amount of rain. Not excessive, not too little, medium. She calls man shakshomi marubim etashin sa'aretz ve'enamot shiyoteros. Because if it's too much rain, right, it's not proper time, meaning not too long of a rain, when it's excessive, it's just the right amount of time, so the right amount of rain, because too much rain destroys the ground, takes away the topsoil, and mele the peros don't come out good. Rashi, lo shikura lo shtuya yosemidai. Doesn't rain excessively a long amount of time, so there's too much rain. Shemitashnis ha'oris, because it washes away the topsoil.